A child was doing his homework in the next room and he called out to his dad, "Dad, where's the Taj Mahal?" The father answered from the other room, "Go ask your mother. She puts everything away around here." The Taj Mahal is one of the most amazing structures in the world today. It's one of the wonders of the world. But in the Lord's time, there was another wonder of the world, and that was the Temple of Jerusalem. An incredible thing, one of the ancient wonders of the world, the Temple of Jerusalem. You know, and the apostles and the people are gazing up at this magnificent temple, telling the Lord how beautiful it is and how it's adorned with costly stones and votive offerings. What does Jesus say? Jesus has a prophecy. He is God. He knows what's going to happen in the future. And he says, the time will come when it'll all be torn down, when there will not be one stone on top of another stone, but it will all be destroyed. So the Lord predicts the destruction of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple. And in order to understand the gravity of this, we think about the history of the Temple of Jerusalem. It's a very fascinating, very interesting history. Remember, 1,000 years before Christ, King David wanted to build a temple for the Lord. So he started to store up all the materials for the temple. But God said, no, you have shed too much blood. And so he asked that his son, Solomon, build the temple. He was a man of peace. So Solomon built the temple. That first temple lasted about 400 years until it was destroyed in the 7th century BC by the Babylonians. The next temple of Jerusalem was built by Ezra about the 6th century BC, and that lasted about, again, 300 or 400 years until it was desecrated in the 2nd century BC, but was reconsecrated by the Maccabees. But then it was expanded, and the new temple was built and expanded by King Herod the Great. That was the third and last temple of Jerusalem. And this was an amazing structure. It took 83 years to build. It started in 20 BC and was completed in 63 AD. When the Lord gazed upon it around the year 30 or 33 AD, it had been around for over 46 years. And it was still being built. It was built, they say, on average of 10,000 men a day worked on the building of the temple. And again, it took over 80 years to build. The entire structure was over 35 acres. Imagine a building that would cover 35 acres. There were 160 pillars, all made of solid white marble. Each of those pillars was 40 feet tall. The gold that was used and the white marble that was used was so amazing that when the sun hit it, it was so bright. People had a difficult time gazing upon the brightness of the temple because of the beauty of the white marble and also the gold, the beautiful images of gold, the gold vineyard and vines that were on the temple. The portico was 1,500 feet long. And this was the magnificent Temple of Jerusalem, but the Lord said it would be destroyed. And the Lord was right. In 70 AD, the Romans came in under Titus, and they destroyed the Temple of Jerusalem. They burned the city of Jerusalem. And they say about 1 million people were killed or starved to death during the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, just 40 years after the Lord predicted it. People thought it was the end of the world. And you'll see in today's gospel, the Lord describes all the things that would happen before the destruction of Jerusalem, which is a prefigurement of the destruction of the end of the world. And the destruction of the temple was a very significant event in Jewish history because all their sacrifices ended with the destruction of the temple. They no longer did any sacrifices. But where is the sacrifice today? It is at the Catholic Mass. The Catholics are the only ones, we're the only ones that have the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And since sacrifice ended in the Jewish religion, it was transferred into Christianity and into our faith. Because at the Mass, We call it the Holy Sacrifice. At the Mass, Jesus offers himself to the Father in his one and only sacrifice. When Jesus was at the Last Supper, he took bread and wine and said, "This is my body, this is my blood." And then he, on the cross, he offered himself to the Father in the crucifixion, where he redeemed the world and opened the gates of heaven for us. And that one and only sacrifice of Jesus is made present at every Catholic Mass. At the Mass, Jesus does not die again. Jesus died once for us. But at the Mass, we become present at the Last Supper, and we become present at Calvary. That's what the Mass is. Time and space are pushed aside, and we become present at the Last Supper. When Jesus said those words, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood," we become present at Calvary when Jesus offers himself to the Father for our salvation. So the Mass is the perfect sacrifice offered from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. What Melchizedek prefigured, a sacrifice of bread and wine that would be from the rising to the setting of the sun, from east to west. So the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem is no small thing. It really meant the end of that religion and the beginning of the new religion, the people of God, the church, which have the one true sacrifice, which is Jesus Christ. All the Old Testament sacrifices only foreshadowed and pointed towards the great Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. And remember, Jesus said about the temple, he said, "Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up." And the people says, how could he say that? It took 46 years so far to build the temple. How could he say he can destroy it and raise it up in 3 days? And Jesus says, "I'm referring to the temple of my body." Jesus himself is the new temple, the eternal temple. Even though all buildings will be destroyed, even though the temple of Jerusalem will be destroyed, there is an eternal temple, which is the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the true temple. He can never be destroyed. And remember, Jesus' body is both physical, but it's also mystical. It is called the church. His mystical body is the church, and the church can never be destroyed as well. People tried to destroy it. Julian the Apostate tried to destroy it. Napoleon tried to destroy it. Hitler tried to destroy it. Mao Zedong tried to destroy it. But they're all dead and gone, but the Catholic Church is still here. Why? Because it is the body of Christ. It is indestructible. Yes, the church will be persecuted. We hear about that in today's reading. People will be thrown into prison and dragged before kings and governors. People will be betrayed by their own parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. It happened under communism. And yet, the church will last forever. The church is the body of Christ, the eternal temple that can never be destroyed. Sadly, the church is not perfect in this world because it's made up of men and women, all of us, that have sinned. And yet, in heaven, it says it'll be the bride of Christ. It'll be pure and spotless in the kingdom of heaven. So when we read today's gospel, we think about the magnificence of the temple of Jerusalem. We think of how it was destroyed, and yet the sacrifice has been passed on to our Holy Catholic Church, and that we do have the eternal temple, which is the body of Christ, his physical body, but also we have the mystical body, which is the church. And the church will never be destroyed despite the persecutions that have gone against it for the last 2,000 years.